You might say he got so mad that he doubled up both.
Benched.
Okay. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm is called a...
joint.
Yeah.
All right. The upper part of a man's body across here is...
chest.
All right, and these are your...
shoulders.
Okay, these are your...
hands. Or arms.
Okay. You wear shoes on your...
feet.
And just one of them is a...
foot.
And it's attached to your... this whole thing.
Leg.
Okay. And the front part of your leg down here is called...
shin.
All right, and how about the back part of your thigh? Like you might say he squatted down on his... no, not down there. About right here, this part. Have you ever heard haunches for that?
Yeah. Oh, he got knocked on it. Hey, we ain't got... have you got that thing?
Yeah, it's on. I was just checking.
He got knocked on his haunches.
Okay. Is that a boxing term?
Yeah, you could say that.
All right. How would you describe somebody who's big and muscular and athletic? You'd say he's very...
powerful.
Or if he can lift weights, you would say he's...
strong.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word stout in describing stout. Something like that?
Stout. That would push... when I say he's pretty stout, that means he's, well, he's not fat, but he's just big.
Okay, yeah. Stout doesn't mean fat.
No. No, you'd be stout with all muscle.
And big.
Yeah, you'd be that with muscle.
Would you ever use the word stout in describing some food that turned bad, like that butter went stout?
No.
All right. If you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? Like if you said that girl is very common.
Yeah, it's low grade. A low character.
All right, low morals maybe?
Could be. I imagine it would refund the moral when you say she's common.
All right. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you would say he's still quite...
active.
Find any other words? Have you ever heard he's ripe hurt?
No, I've never heard that word.
All right. What if it's a young person, maybe a teenager, who's always moving around and can't sit still? You would describe him as being...
mischief.
Okay. Somebody who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you would say that person is...
scared.
Okay. A person who gets scared easily is kind of...
he's kind of afraid.
All right, have that, what would you call a place like the dark road along a graveyard? How would you describe that?
A dark road.
Or a graveyard or something.
Yeah. Scary place?
Okay, fine. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you would describe as being awfully?
Careless.
Okay. You might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
goofy.
All right, would you ever use the word queer?
No.
Is that
crazy or goofy?
Does queer just mean homosexual, man?
Queer to me would mean homosexual.
All right, do you think it used to mean something else? Like when you were growing
well,
up?
Well, he acts kind of queer.
That would just mean kind of...
otherwise, he don't act normal.
All right.
Something like that.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you would say, don't be so...
old-fashioned.
All right, any other ways? If he's already made up his mind...
don't be one way.
How about mulehead?
Or set in your ways.
Okay. Stubborn?
Yeah, stubborn could be one.
If you know somebody who loses his temper when anything goes wrong, you would describe him as being awful.